Hi, this is a dictation for Chiquita Robertson, Chiquanta Chiquanta Robertson, Robertson. Miss Chiquita Robertson is a patient who was involved in an automobile accident, and today she is here for a follow-up evaluation for the date of 12/15/2022. The patient was last seen on 12/1/2022. Sorry, let me begin with the date of service of 12/1/2022, as I do not believe it has been dictated. So the last patient visit that is dictated is 11/3/2022, dictation number 1103-039. Chiquita Robertson was date of service 12/1/2022, date of birth 17/1977, and date of accident is 9/3/2022. The patient was involved in an automobile accident, and she was hit on a parked car. She hit a parked car, and then also she was rear-ended at midnight of 9/3/2022 as a driver. The impact caused the car to be damaged completely, although not inside but outside. The front bumper was completely broken. It caused her headache and pain in the right shoulder, pain in the neck and the lower back, right elbow and right hand. There was no radiation of pain to the lower extremities, although there was a pain in the lower back. All of these pains were reported to be between 8 and 9 initially. The patient had no symptoms of TBI. Currently, on 12/1/2022, she reported that her pain is now around 7 in the area of lower back and the right shoulder and right elbow. And she has 70% improvement in the pains. And the patient has been able to lift her arm beyond 120 degrees with abduction without major pain. The lower back pain is now more left-sided than the right and involving left sacroiliac joint also. Slight difficulty walking, although she is able to carry out most of the ADLs, but some of the ADLs are affected to the tune of 8. Pain level varies from 7 to 8. 70% improvement has been listed by the patient. The ADLs that are affected are as follows. General activity is 8. Sleep is 8. While mood, walking ability, and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected, 7. The patient reports in the system review, patient has difficulty sleeping and tension. No symptoms of TBI are reported. No headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, memory problem, confusion, disorientation, balance loss, none of them. Buzzing of the ear, none of them. And so in the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation, or digestive problems. Incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, difficulty swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency painful urination, or blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is asthma, but there is no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine. Service, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 173/108, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 100. The diagnosis and physical exam is the same from previous visit of 11/3/2022, dictation number 1103-039, except for the range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80, and in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35, hyperextension is painful beyond beyond 20 degrees. The rest of the menu was identified to reproduce the pain, and extremities examination of the right shoulder is the same. Maximum range of motion without pain is 120 degrees of abduction to the patient, but the rest of the exam is the same. And plan is to continue the therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and the shoulder, as well as with traction massage, aquatherapy. The patient remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation is provided. The patient has maps were reviewed, and medications are provided to the patient as follows. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for headaches, and Tramadol for pain relief. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time.